An Aboriginal elder from far western New South Wales is threatening to take High Court action to prove her ownership of Lake Victoria near the border with South Australia. Dorothy Lawson's family has been in the area for thousands of years, and she hopes to argue that under a legal technicality, they have rights as squatters over the land. Deb Banks prepared this report.
In far western New South Wales, Dorothy Lawson remembers her ancestors' traditions.
One for the muddy, lay down in the water.
She's an elder in the Murrawarra Barkindji tribe who've lived in this part of the world for thousands of years. Before European settlement, the land was very different.
It was never a lake. Only on rainy days used to have a little water there, but what was once there, they destroyed.
She's talking about Lake Victoria. Its purpose today is to provide water security for South Australia, and while owned by SA Water, is governed by New South Wales laws. But Lake Victoria remains an important cultural site for Mrs. Lawson's family and is one of the largest pre-industrial cemeteries in the world.
I don't know whether it was guilt that provided it, you know, guilt to sort of run water on a burial site where they did the massacre, you know, there at Lake Victoria.
Because of the connection with the area, Dorothy Lawson hopes to prove her ownership of the lake and surrounding lands. Mrs. Lawson's claim contends that in 1922, her grandparents were never compensated for the loss of their land when South Australia took ownership of the lake from New South Wales.
They mustered them all out. That's where they brought them in. There's a jail there, you know, on the Rufus River. They got out with what little families they had. What my grandmother said, it was most of her family that was slaughtered there. And that's why they didn't want to leave then. But she always wanted to go back to Nulla Station. And we said, no, you can't now, Nan, because somebody else owns it. But she'd always believed that it was hers. That it was given to it. It was their inheritance, you know.
Her grandparents occupied the land without legal ownership. They were effectively squatting. Now, Dorothy Lawson intends to use a little-known law to claim those squatting rights, nullum tempus. If it goes to the High Court, it will be the first time this land title law has been tested by an Indigenous Australian.
I want to claim what's rightfully mine, and that's the inheritance of my father, what was handed down from my grandmother, my great-grandparents. And that's exactly where I've headed, yes. It'll be a court case. I'm not going to back down. I've come this far and I'm going to see it through until the last breath in my body. I'm not going to back down for nobody.
On behalf of her family, Mrs. Lawson is asking for a share in a family inheritance of £2,750.
You can't pass on unless you leave something to your children. And there is something there that my grandmother left to my father, my great-grandparents left to my granny. All I want is my inheritance through my father.
SA Water has confirmed it's received a notice of claim from Dorothy and Philip Lawson, but is refusing to comment.
Deb Banks with that report from Mildura in Western Victoria.